You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
How long? That's my question. We're going to have two topics here. First one, how long, if you're the belief and the folks who are of this belief are almost unanimous, they're white, and they're not going to be stopped, so it's a lot easier to say this. Hold on, I'm going to have a quick sip of water.
Is that from your Connecticut drinking system, Chad?
It is.
I can see why you'd want to take a break from the show
to
enjoy that.
Yeah, we all have to pause, Nims. How long would you like to see ICE, which includes stopping anyone potentially that's brown and saying, where's your driver's license? How long? This came out a little bit on one of our callers yesterday. It was absolutely passionate what he believes, and we don't agree on certain issues, and that's fine. It's part of the show. He suggested a month. How long are you in the United States of America? 3 months? 6 months? Forever. Where we would have federal agents, maybe 3,000. Maybe it's more. Who knows? Where they would go to various places. Churches, schools, businesses, restaurants, Costco, Target, casinos, you name it. And they would just approach people who aren't white and say, you, where's your ID? And then they'd have some sort of database, Dave, where it would be, the box would be checked. Check the box. Fill in the blank is fine. That is the United States of bleeping America where you want to live? You've got to be kidding me. Absolutely track down anybody who's a violent criminal, whether they're from Peoria, Prior Lake, or Guadalajara. And if they entered this country and they've been hiding from the law, do whatever the law says, including if it's a part of legal representation, to get them off our streets, face a trial, or face expulsion, whatever the law says, and deal with it. I'm not talking about being soft on the criminals. But I want you to tell me, as a white American, who you never, ever would face this, you're okay with this, because no doubt they are finding some of the worst of the worst. Yes. No doubt they've also been violent a certain percentage, I don't know what it is, but it's too high, of tackling and harassing and arresting individuals who aren't white, but they're American citizens. Because, you know, there should be a presumption of, hey, why are you asking me for my ID outside? I'm just walking down the street. That's what you want, really? That's the America we want. Just walking down the street. Okay, so that's one topic. Text me and call me. 651-461-9226. Then I want to get to a poll. And where the numbers stand on this poll from The Economist, YouGov from just a couple days ago. Okay. Today is the 13th. This is from January 9th. About individuals and where they stand on the crime itself. Unfortunately, I think they have another poll up. So let's do this. Okay, let's get to part of this poll because there's two parts of it. Would you support or oppose abolishing ICE? 46% replied either strongly support or somewhat support. Strongly or somewhat opposed to abolishing ICE was 43%. 12% not sure. I am not for abolishing ICE. Are you for abolishing ICE, Dave?
No.
I'm absolutely not for abolishing ICE.
I'm for changing ICE tactics. I think that would be the start. But abolishment, absolutely not.
Yep. Then, another part of the question, I agree. These tactics don't work. You may believe in the pursuit of what they're trying to achieve, safety in our country. You may be in a shared opinion with me and Dave that the Biden administration fell flat on their face and let in way too many. I heard somebody with Jason yesterday, 20 million came in under Biden. We got $45 million. We have 45 million illegal immigrants. Those are made-up numbers. Another part of this poll. Who should be responsible for investigating the shooting? A massive 71% of Minnesota officials should be involved in the investigation. Hell yes, Minnesota officials should be involved. That's why Joe Thompson left today. That's why five other people left the office. Because he's getting pressure from the feds to only investigate Renee Good and her network, who's paying her and what she did, and not looking at Jonathan Ross. If it turns out exonerates him, fine. But Joe Thompson leaving because of that. There's another part of this poll regarding favoring filing criminal charges. 53% answered yes, 30% no in what happened. Charges involving Ross and Good. Does that poll surprise you? Because to be crystal clear on ICE, I am not in favor of abolishing ICE. I think ICE, with the right direction, the right mission, and the right training, I mean, how absurd is it that when they added more training, they went with 47 days just to match up with Trump as the 47th president? You got to be kidding me. It's all about him. Let's train him as long as they need to be trained to understand how other reasonable ICE officers would handle a situation. And if there's fault, if there's intent, if there's criminality, it's investigated. But now, so symbolically, it matches up with Donald Trump and the fact he's the 45th and 47th president. Okay. On these two topics, Woody is first up when we come back. Would you want this to last for another month? 3 months, 6 months, and you're totally fine. You're in the category where it's not going to phase you. because you're white, so you're not going to be pulled over. You're okay seeing this across this country? Because it's happening hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times every day, going to businesses, going to other places. Show me your ID. Prove to me you're an American. Not, we have probable cause. There's a report built up on you. It's you. Show me your ID. And then if somebody forgets it, like we saw with the 17-year-old kid yesterday, Dave, and he's right outside his house, they wouldn't even let him go in. Eventually, was let go. But no, we can't let the kid, a 17-year-old kid, go in his house. That's what we want.
Might be the worst of the worst, Chad.
When we do want the violent offenders found. Let's go with calls and texts. 651-461-9226.
Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan assemble and bake meals and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, protein and fiber, baby. Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe you check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Lots of text coming in. I thank you for that. If you're going to send us racist comments, that's just a line you can't cross. You can massively disagree with what I say, Dave says, anything else. But when you utter racist filth, that's a bye-bye. Before I get to the text, I do find it rather interesting that the governor of the state, who has criticized Joe Thompson multiple times, right, when he's been on the defensive about fraud, including the speculation of $9 million, that when Governor Walz says this, Joe Thompson is a principal public servant who spent more than a decade achieving justice for Minnesotans. This is a huge loss for our state. This is the latest sign that President Trump is pushing nonpartisan career professionals out of the Department of Justice and replacing them with sycophants. I agree with that. But when you're attacking the guy, when it involves you in a fraud investigation, it's going to raise a question or two, right, on your legal consistency?
It could. His response could be, I appreciate all his work. It's simply a misunderstanding, a difference of opinion on the amount of fraud we've had in this state.
Yeah.
Chad.
Yeah. Sycophants, yes, I agree. Losing high-quality individuals, yes. When he did reporting involving you, it was uncalled for, though. And even hinting at defamation, although they then pivoted when they talked to our guy, the Goose, Lou Ragoose, and said that was more towards Dan Rosen on a particular issue. To the callers on the topic at hand, when we get to Jamie at the bottom of the hour, we're not going to talk fraud for at least a segment or so. And take a break. Fraud, Renee Good, ICE, we're just going to take a break from that and get to other issues, including a couple of serious issues with Jamie. Woody has called in. Woody, you're on WCC.
So I believe that ICE should be working in the state of Minnesota until all of these phony driver's licenses that the Governor Walz gave these illegal aliens have expired. Because you could be an illegal alien, you get a driver's license.
Correct.
So at least you have some sort of ID.
Yep.
But have them around until those all expire.
Okay. Fair, and I came out and said there should have been a better way to handle some sort of identification than a driver's license myself.
Yep.
I differ with that. But let me ask you this. On what's happening right now, where at a high number every single day, and the number is only going to go up higher when we get to 3,000 members of DHS, maybe it's ICE, maybe it's Border Control, whatever it might be, are you okay with ICE just going up to individuals without probable cause and asking them to show some level of ID? Or do you think there has to be probable cause?
There needs to be probable cause. But, I mean, the government's going to do what the government wants to do. It doesn't matter.
You get to protest.
How much?
You get to speak out against it.
Big deal. You can protest.
Big deal. It matters.
It's my First Amendment rights to go and protest. We got stuck in the protest last weekend. That's 2.5 hours I'll never get back in my life.
Well, that was your decision to go to the protest, right?
We didn't go to the protest. We got stuck in it in traffic.
Yeah, but every protest isn't going to just be, we got to call Woody. If I don't want to be a part of something and I'm stuck in traffic, it annoys me too. I get it. But
yeah.
Are you willing just to say that no matter who's in charge, you know, Joe Biden before, Clinton, Obama, Reagan, whatever, they're just the federal government and we should just accept it and shouldn't see the other side push other ideas or galvanize?
So Barack Obama deported more people has ever deported.
Reported that many times. Did it happen this way? It did not. No. There's a way to do it in a more legit legal way than this. Now, we should point out a lot of what Obama did was deport at the border, but there's a better way than this. Correct?
Correct. I just want to know who's protecting our border with all of these U.S. Customs agents and Department of Homeland Security being in Minnesota.
Thank you, Woody. I appreciate the phone call. The numbers still are very, very, very low. And to me, the president deserves credit for that. Mike, you're on CCO. Thank you.
Hey, Chad. Listening to you and, you know, Coach Stressing, I'm a white male and it's not going to affect me. And I'm a white male and it's not affecting me, this immigration issue. But I'd really like to see one of the white male media or someone go out in the field and actually talk to some legal Latino immigrants and say, what is the collateral damage in effect, for lack of a better term, you're willing to accept to get rid of the real criminals, Latino type criminals that have entered the U.S. And Minnesota? Like, where is it? Is it 10% that you're willing to?
So I'll say this. I'll say this, and then we'll go back and forth. There are many friends of mine who are Hispanic, suggesting that my Hispanic friends are willing to allow violent criminals, whether they're Hispanic, white, whatever that might be, is a heck of a prejudgment, right? There are individuals. We have a president, by the way, who pardoned violent criminals for January 6th. We have other individuals who find causes that are sympathetic to them. The overwhelming majority of my friends who are either Hispanic or not white. Hold on. Want violent criminals out. Yes, they do. But they shouldn't be targeted just because the color of their skin is brown and not white like us. There has to be some level of probable cause. And get all the violent criminals out of here. All for it. Let's get that filth out of here. But this is not the way to do it.
It hasn't really worked quite yet the way that ideally I think both sides would want it to work. So what I'm kind of saying is, I guess if I was a white, I'm a white male, and someone was to say, I'm going to maybe be stopped by ICE if there was some white male crime problem, I guess a lot of people have gotten to the point is, you know what, I'm willing to do that just to settle this and to solve the problem. Some people are going to have to allow that to happen. And if there was crime in my neighborhood, like there was, or supposedly, issues that needed to be addressed, I guess I'd be willing to accept that. And I guess I haven't really seen if the Latino community would be willing to do that too, to say it isn't.
Okay, let me just ask you one thing, and I'm going to let you go. Let's say you're a Hispanic individual, okay, and you want the violent criminals out, okay, and the overwhelming deal. So this person, because he's brown, now has to get stopped, I don't know, 3, 4, 5, 6 times because there are other violent criminals who have his color skin or her color skin. They just have to put up with that? Really?
Well, I don't know if they get stopped 5 or 6 times, Chad. I mean,
how do you know? But if we're going to get everybody out,
okay. I mean, it could be once or twice.
Well,
I agree.
That's okay. So it's okay if people get pulled over for no reason. See, we just disagree. There's a better way to do it with the violent criminals. I appreciate calling. Call in again. Okay. Let me get to a text or two here. Joe Thompson may have done some incredible work in the past during his career. But the fact that he was appointed by Trump and the fact that he exaggerated shows he changed. He was never appointed by Trump. He was, he was named the interim because they have to have an interim. And that's what happens a lot with presidents who are Democrats or Republicans, that you keep somebody within the office, Dave, who knows the office. And by the way, there's zero proof he exaggerated the numbers. So in other words, Joe Thompson is from this texter, who's clearly a lefty, is okay with Joe Thompson when selected by Andy Luger, who was appointed by Biden. So he's doing good work then, but then when Trump, because he won, gets to appoint new U.S. attorneys, including some who are incredibly incompetent, okay, not qualified at all. But then because Thompson just kept doing his work, like Luger, who appointed him, praised him greatly. Wasn't like all of a sudden he turned into the Trump agenda. I mean, come on.
Seems if you're going to have an acting U.S. attorney while looking for the full-time replacement, you pick the guy who's been, under Andy, the lead on the biggest, most massive thing this office perhaps has ever prosecuted.
Right.
Makes sense to me.
More text. What's happening right now, Lex? Basic human decency. The whole thing is disgusting. What is ICE doing to identify and remove white, violent, undocumented criminals? It's a very fair question. When Christopher Wray was the FBI director, before he didn't agree with Trump on the 2020 election. So when Trump was coming back, he knew it was time to go. It might have been the top threat he talked about within the country was the rise of white supremacy. Right? So if we all want the violent criminals out, and we should, we better be looking at those violent criminals who happen to have the color skin that the two of us have. And not enough of that is being directed by Donald Trump and Stephen Miller. Are there great people within the Department of Justice and the FBI who focus on that every day? I have no doubt. Many of them may have been landed that job because they were inspired by George W. Bush or Ronald Reagan or Donald Trump. And many of them step away from their political hat when they're in that office. But Donald Trump isn't talking about that when, sadly, we have a rise of white supremacy, including the initial GoFundMe page was touted by a lot of prominent conservative media in this town, where it said very clearly in criticizing Jacob Frey, which you're allowed to do, but it also said parenthetically, who is Jewish? What white supremacist signed up on that? And smart media types who I bet read it and then promoted it should be embarrassed that they did it. If they missed it, they missed it. I will acknowledge that. But plenty of them lecture us about what brilliant journalists they are, and you just had to read a couple paragraphs of anti-Semitic attacks. Jamie Yuccas on none of this when we come back.
Mom, Dad, I just have to say, it breaks my heart watching you stress over dinner every night. This year, I don't want you doing the fridge stare down. Hot take, with the new Blue Apron, eating healthy is easy. They've got pre-made and one-pan meals with plenty of balanced nutrition. No subscription needed. You could be plating like a chef instead of negotiating with leftovers. Make it your healthy, tasty, and easy 2026 dinner resolution. Just saying.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover's accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Jamie's here. Jamie is almost always here on Tuesdays. We greatly, greatly appreciate her time. She's on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. We need a break from the biggest story in our state and one that continues to reverberate across the country. And you can imagine we've talked about it a lot. I want you to tell me something fun that is happening in your life. Then I'll get to some other topics, but something fun that has happened recently. We could use a chuckle or a smile about something because there's a lot of this stuff going on here.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, no, I look, we understand here in Los Angeles because, you know, we had the fires a year ago, and then we also had the ICE raids that happened here and did terrorize a number of communities and still do. So I understand. It's a very different situation. But
right.
I'm currently walking my little 11-and-a-half-pound Sydney Star in 80-degree weather. Sun's out.
Oh.
Beautiful.
Taunting.
No, I'm not taunting. I just, Dave? You asked for something fun. That's something fun in my life right now.
We're halfway to 80 today. That's pretty good.
43.
Yeah, I need to break January. Come on.
No, that's very good. It's going to be like 10 tonight. It's the it's the roller coaster's happening. How is your dog doing?
Oh, she's great. She's just the bestest little nugget in the whole world, as everyone thinks of their dog. Another fun thing I will share with you, because if people saw my Instagram or Facebook over the weekend, I posted a picture of a silhouette of a pretty famous celebrity.
Now,
we just happened to initially take a picture of the sunset, and he was silhouetted in it. He then walked into the restaurant we were in. I've got lots of guesses. Anybody want to take a stab at it in studio?
Okay, so is it just on, if I go, I'll go to Instagram right here. Dave, you go to, you don't remember your passcode, do you?
No, I do. I saw it. I saw the post. You said this person was at the Golden Globes.
Yes, they also, that's on Sunday. I was like, oh my goodness, this is so funny. He was at the restaurant I was at last night, and now he's in a tuxedo.
Mm. How big a celebrity are we talking?
Pretty big.
Like, I can't.
It's... I mean, very L.A.
Very L.A. Sadly, because our Wi-Fi is working very slowly.
I'm guessing Robert Downey Jr.
Nope.
I don't even.
Big smoker. There's your hint.
Sean Penn.
Contest. You got it.
There we go. What was the Nikki Glaser joke about Sean Penn? He's now trying to look like a leather purse or something like that.
40-year-old leather purse.
I mean, it's kind of harsh, but kind of funny.
Kind of true, you know?
And kind of exactly. I don't know if Sean strikes me as a guy who likes the yuck it up humor about himself, though. Does he strike you as that type of person, Jamie?
You know, he actually is a very serious guy. I mean,
that's what
a
I'm
lot
saying.
Of people remember him from, like, Fast Times at Ridgemont High. But, you know, I actually interviewed him during COVID. He set up all of the testing for COVID here in Los Angeles so that people could get back to work. So, he does do a lot of...
No. I was saying the opposite. I was saying, yes, he does so much serious stuff right now that I'm not sure how self-deprecating he would be all the time.
No, probably not.
Because, he is very serious. I'm looking. Okay. Okay. I got it. I think I maybe would have got that. And that's very easy for me to say now after you gave us the strong hint. Like, I mean, I sound like Trump now. I would have known, you know, but I actually don't. Okay, how big of a deal in L.A. would you say the Golden Globes still are?
Well, you have to remember, it's the industry here, so everybody kisses each other's butt. So the award shows are the biggest deal on the planet here.
Yeah, right.
That's why everybody says they're so out of touch for the rest of the country because, you know, I mean... You've got, as you indicated at the beginning, you've got some pretty big issues happening. And these guys are all kissing each other's butts for being in movies.
Yeah, that's why, and again, to me, it was peak Gervais. I thought clearly the Tina Fey and Amy Poehler were very good, too. I didn't watch it live, but I recorded it and watched it. I liked her. I think if you go to an award show and you just want... You're amazing. Listen, I enjoy high-level movies or TV, so I'm not saying they shouldn't be honored, but if it just has to be a kiss-up fest the entire time, we don't need that. So to have a host who's going to zing you, and by the way, the bar can't be every joke is flawless, because I swear, so many people, no matter who the host is, Jamie, they weren't good enough. You're like, what? Because you only laughed half the time, 60%, you know? Like, you've convinced yourself, if you're a little bit older, that when fill in the blank did it, you were on the floor laughing so hard. You know, exactly. You know, when you probably weren't on every joke. Okay, now, because it was back on CBS, did you have any access to any more guests than you normally would?
We had Nikki Glaser on our show.
Oh.
So, yes. But there were a number of people throughout the year, you know, like the adolescence folks came through, trying to think. You know, we've had a lot of the wicked people who come through. I don't know if it's because of the Golden Globes or just because, you know, everybody tries to do the rounds now wherever they can. But, you know, the one thing I want to say about Nikki Glaser is I have so much respect for her. I don't know if you know anything about her, Chad, but she basically hustled for years just quietly, like in, you know, doing comedy clubs, doing little things. But she never changed who she was. She was always just authentically her. And then all of a sudden she did the Tom Brady roast, and it was suddenly like, who is this person? But she had been working in comedy out here for years and years and years and years.
Yeah. It is amazing. And there are so many examples in everyday life that maybe, you know, Dave knows a friend, you know a friend, I know a friend, where you just grind and grind and grind, and all of a sudden you emerge upon the scene, and you've been doing it for 20 years. Hey, new sensation, and you kind of want to say, no, I've been doing this forever. But in particular, like in the movie or the music or the television industry, how some of these folks probably, Jamie, have given up 5-6 times, and then one particular person sees them, or, you know, one interview happens or something, and you take off, and I think it's a testament to what's still great about our country, that opportunity is still out there. And I know there's so many who don't get that break, and I don't doubt them from being frustrated, including another comedian, Jamie, maybe saying, God, I was with Nikki all the time. And I got to be honest, I thought I was funnier, but I hope there's still a little bit, Jamie, where you can say, but bravo on her.
Yeah, exactly. I'm right there with you.
One news story out of California that I'm sure you're covering a lot is this billionaire tax, right? Where we have this debate on taxes and where taxes are too high. I've said many times I think the taxes are too high in this state. And I think there are many people who believe in California the taxes are too high. And there's plenty of people in other states that say, nope, the reason why you have good schools and so on and so forth is because of the taxing. So you know this story better than me. There's this proposal trying to get on the ballot for, what is it, a 5% billionaire's tax. So I know you're worth like $800 million, so you'd be safe, right?
Yeah.
But I thought it was pretty notable that Gavin Newsom, the Democratic governor and most likely presidential candidate, came out and said he's against it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what you want me to say about it. That you pretty much gave the whole story.
Yeah, I just think
I'm not giving my opinion.
Yeah, well, I will. I think it's smart.
Okay, you go ahead.
I think it's smart for Newsom to do it. I think it's smart for him politically. Do I think there is some number where we could look at higher end, like really higher end individuals? Yes, but California has lost a lot of people over whatever either reality people believe in or perception. And all of a sudden, you don't need that many billionaires to be leaving where it just does have tax implications. It's just a fact.
That's a conversation that happens all the time about the number of businesses that have left. But if you also look at, there's a lot of businesses that leave that might not be the, you know, Teslas and the, you know, owned by Elon Musk. They leave here going to places like Texas thinking they're going to get a much better situation. And then it turns out that they don't, or they don't get the higher end workers who want to be there, you know, and then they come back.
Exactly.
So I think you got to weigh a lot of different things. You know, I don't want to step into the Gavin Newsom debate because he is probably going to run for president.
Yep.
But, you know, I mean, he's doing a lot of things to make himself appealing to run for president.
100%.
And I don't know that everyone in the state necessarily agrees.
Mm-hmm.
So it will be interesting. You know, the funny thing to me is Gavin Newsom used to be, well, no, the rest of the country is not going to buy into him. You know, like the Californians like him. No one else is going to buy in. And in some circles, the rumor is a lot of Californians no longer like him, but he's gotten a lot of buy-in from places.
Right.
You know, wasn't really counting on. So
yeah, exactly.
Who knows?
Yeah. All right. Enjoy your walk. Hope everything's great, and we'll talk next week.
Namaste.
Namaste. And I will, by the way, I'll see you soon.
Okay, you better let me know.
I will. Jamie Ukas, right here on News Talk, 830 WCCO. Excuse me? What can you do?
There are a lot of things I can do. No doubt about it.
Have we identified the bumper music theme yet today?
We haven't.
Let's go.
Bump theme already texted me, very nervous that you were going to ignore bump theme.
I hit the poll. I'd like to include Jason.
It's a bump theme we picked today because I knew it would greatly annoy you. I wished you would ask.
Awful music?
No, some of it's been great music. You heard John Bon Jovi there. We're halfway there. Chad
overrated.
Is
Bon
January...
Jovi or that particular song?
It's a great song.
I think Bon Jovi.
Really?
I think some people, including neighbor Bill, who I saw yesterday, old neighbor Bill, who I love, great guy. They travel to see him. I think if you want to say they're a very good band, sure, but I think some people try to put them up with the super group. No, and by the way,
I'm with you.
He can't sing anymore.
I don't know. I'll take your word.
Couple shows recently.
Oh, bad.
Let's get back to you here.
No, he does the, you know, especially Living on a Prayer, he does the old microphone to the crowd to get the high note.
That's a good trick.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
He probably makes like $500,000 that night for doing
that.
Why not?
I would do it if I were him.
Yeah.
Take the money.
Yeah.
We've got music about halves and being halfway today.
We're halfway today, there.
January 13th is my half birthday, Chad.
Oh, my God. That is so.
That's amazing.
If there's anybody who loves that half more birthday. Than anybody on the planet, I'm
Thank
staring
you.
At him.
Thank you.
Right now.
Thank you.
You're a half birthday guy, Dan Cook?
Oh, my God. Of course he is.
Yes, Dan, he is. Dan loves his own birthday. He just wants to be celebrated.
Yeah. It's also my mother's birthday.
Today?
Today is my mother's birthday.
Wonderful.
What are you more happy about?
She's 32. I mean, it's kind of a crazy situation.
Yeah.
86.
Wow.
I will be calling her later. Just want to let you know, it's Dave Harrigan's half birthday.
Half birthday.
Let her know that we're going. You're taking me to dinner, so it's got to be quick.
That's really why I'm calling you. Not that it's your birthday, but it's Dave's.
Kind of weird, but did you know that you share your birthday with Dave Harrigan's half birthday, huh?
6 months apart to the day.
Exactly. Yeah,
I like
At what point did you decide you had nothing else and go with that?
Kidding me? I've been looking forward to this one for a week and a half.
Okay. What do you think
for 6 months. And
Tim Walls greatly lamenting the loss of Joe Thompson now, as if they're the best of pals.
Honestly, he's not running again. You may as well just be as dumb as possible. Like, who cares? I mean, none of us, you know, if you're the governor, didn't he say that he was essentially like a political hack and made up that $9 billion number?
Correct. That's what he did.
He is right today.
He's right
he was
today.
A great.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they don't.
We have Anders Folk on, former U.S. attorney at 5:00.
Excellent.
That'll be good.
Jason, next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.